This is Chad.
Hey Chad, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. You caught me at actually the perfect time. So let's bring up
Good.
your file. I heard today your father was in the hospital. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, I had triple bypass on Tuesday, so yeah, he came through really good, so that's good.
And I know there was a lot of moving parts on your file, and I'm sorry, we didn't
No,
have a
you're
chance to
fine.
connect. So, and just out of curiosity, I don't want to be pushy at all, but I thought when we last spoke, someone else was financing the other machinery. Are you just trying to see what we can do for you? I just don't want to get the same approval that someone else is offering
Nope.
you.
Nope. They back out on me.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because anyway, but I don't even want to get into all that.
Okay, well, we're not going to promise you any type of approval unless or ask for any money until we actually have a final approval here. So let's bring this
Good.
up. Yeah, we don't. I know there's a huge issue in our industry, which I don't remember who you're working with, but I understand there's a lot of
VFI.
people. Who?
VFI.
Don't know who that is. It might be
Oh,
company. Is
man.
that Verilis?
That would they're out of Salt Lake City,
Oh,
so.
okay. No, I don't know who that is, but I know there's an issue. I've actually spoken to some customers who are asked to sign like proposals and put in money, and then they have an issue, like, and then they don't get approved, and it's kind of a nightmare. That just happened to one of
Well,
my customers.
they did ask us to put in money, and but I will give them this. They refunded every dime of it, so.
That's perfect. Awesome. That's what you have to do. There's some
Yep.
companies that actually hold people's money hostage. It's really not nice. Okay. So did they give you a reason why I'm throwing through this? What reason did they give you that they couldn't get you funding?
Cash flow.
Cash flow. Okay.
Same reason was there on day one.
Oh,
Maybe was very surprised that. I mean, I had one guy on. He told me 2 Fridays ago we're gonna have this funded by Wednesday. I'm like, okay.
yeah.
And then I talked to the underwriters and everything was good there. And then suddenly they disappeared on me, which I knew what that meant. I've been in lending long enough to know what that means.
We're not afraid to pick up the phone. So let's kind
Yep.
of look at this real quick. I've got your balance sheet. I'm trying to look at, there's the profit and loss. Okay. Because you're on extension right now, correct?
No.
For you, have you filed 15s?
Yeah, we're on a fiscal year. Remember, it ends May 31st.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. My apologies.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Perfect.
Yeah,
And
our fiscal year just ended.
so I'm just and I there's a lot, the files are stored a certain way in my system, so I'm just thumbing through them.
Sure.
I've got the West Texas 2014 return. Is there a separate return for the other company?
West Texas Drum 2?
Yes.
Yeah, there he is. Hold on 1 second.
Sure, you have a fun life doing all this stuff.
Oh, man. Me make sure I put that in right. Hold on 1 second. This will take a second. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. And can you hear me okay? Would it be fair to say that what's happening is an underwriter is viewing the 2000, they're viewing the financial statements and they're saying, hey, in 2014, West Texas Drum Company had $700,000 of profit and net income. In 2015, there's a loss of $20,000 and they're just killing the deal in its tracks?
Probably so. I mean, nobody's looking at it from an asset-based standpoint, which is pretty much what this is. I mean, if the sucker cash flowed, I'd be at the bank getting this finance. So,
Gotcha.
that's just not where it is. I mean, so I need a little bit more aggressive just based upon our total revenues are there. Never missed a payment in our life at the bank. Credit for the owner is fantastic.
Yeah, it's good credit.
I mean, so everything's there except for, on paper, I can't show you how this is going to work. But I mean, again, like I said, if it was all there, then I wouldn't need it. I wouldn't need anybody else but the bank for sure.
No worries. I can understand. So here, and I've done a lot of research on U.S. vendors. I don't want to start putting an approval for you. Like I said, we have probably a syndicate that's going to run the credit, but we want to, per your request, we do not want to shop your credit around. I can understand that issue. It happens a lot in our industry. And most importantly, get an approval for you that works, not have an issue in funding. So we've got two very different items here. We've got one that's a Richmond machine quote. That's out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's equipment that do they manufacture, or are they just a reseller of this equipment, like a value-added VAR, so to say? Do they actually make the equipment, or do they sell it for another company?
Hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Okay, ask that question again. I'm sorry.
So the vendor for Richmond, do they make the actual product, or are they a distributor of the equipment, the drum welder?
Richmond is the actual distributor.
They're the distributor. Who's the manufacturer? Is it Soundronic?
I'm sorry. No, they're the manufacturer.
Manufacturer direct. Okay, gotcha. So we've got them. We've got the Italian vendor. This is very, very large, huge, huge machine. And then we've got Whitman Battenfeld, correct?
Uh-huh.
So I guess the question that I'd ask you is this, I think one of the things that I would like to understand, so I can convey it to my credit officer, is this: does each piece of equipment function separately, or do these all three need to go together? Basically, are we finding, is each one like a separate car, so to speak, or is this an engine, the transmission, and the chassis?
No, not really. The Whitman and Richmond go together, and the other one goes together by itself.
Okay. So the Whitman goes...
The Italian deal is used to make the steel drums. The other two are used to make the plastic portions.
Plastic portions. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So they're pretty independent of that. So.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. So here's that. This is my thought on how I think we should attack, and I want to get your feedback. Sure. You got a much stronger chance of getting an approval when you're asking for 900 grand to 2 million. Because the 2 million relatively is just a lot more money and draws a lot more underwriting, and also a lot more. I've seen customers with even subpar credit get larger loans when it's not when the equipment they're financing relative to revenue use is not that huge thing. I guess the question that I'd want to know before talking to my credit officer, I have an appointment with him in about an hour. Well, actually, an hour and a half now. Is this? Do we want to, with these equipment that you're buying from Richmond and the other vendor? Do those two pieces of equipment, they're US-based, which is great, but I guess what I'm trying to figure out is this, I'm just trying to get my thoughts, is the other company, West Texas Drum 2, are they involved in this at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The only reason West Texas Drum 2 exists as an entity and is not a subsidiary of West Texas Drum 1 is for federal DOT purposes. That's it. And other than that, it's the same exact company. It is just the Houston arm of what we do. That's it. But all the stuff, all the administration and all that stuff is handled out of our Odessa Midland office.
Okay. So
the only reason they exist is because we have to have a separate DOT because the deliveries are coming out of Houston to the customer for Houston. And we have to have a separate DOT because of where the origination is of those trucks. So when they go to audit us, we really don't have to, but it makes it a lot easier for DOT the way we have it.
I understand. That's fine.
So the reason, that's the only reason we have a separate entity. Otherwise, they're the same exact company.
Gotcha.
And the same owner. And they do the same exact thing. But like I said, the main bulk of what we do from administration and all those things. Now, we don't allocate administration to, like as far as payroll, how many hours did you spend on Baytown, how many hours did you spend on Odessa. We don't allocate it that way. So all the administration is paid for by Odessa.
Gotcha.
So except for the GM that we have in Baytown.
All right. So this equipment we're talking about, these two things that go together, this is used to manufacture the plastic drums, correct?
Plastic and steel drums. That's plastic plastic totes and steel drums. That's right.
But
they're used for the same purpose.
So the U.S. equipment, the one from Richmond, is used to manufacture totes, plastic totes and steel drums?
Oh, no. That's the plastic portion of what we do.
Plastic totes. Okay. And currently, what is this an upgrade on? I've asked you this question before, but just to make sure I've got everything here, because I want to have everything taught to my credit officer. Do you currently subcontract that out, or do you currently just have inadequate machinery?
We currently do not offer that product at all. We currently do not offer new steel drums or new plastic totes. We only offer refurbished plastic totes and refurbished steel drums. So this will, for the market that we sell to, there's a certain, I would say, in any given group, whether it be Baker Hughes or whether it be Chevron or whoever we sell to, I would say that we're missing about 30 to 40% of that market share for what we could sell to, because they want a certain certain chemicals they use, they won't put into a refurbished tote or a refurbished drum.
Gotcha.
They will only use new. Now, they have told us and told our salespeople, when we have our new product available, they will use that. And there's also companies that won't use any refurbished product that we can't even approach right now.
Gotcha.
So our feeling is it's going to increase revenue dramatically, especially over a 5-year scaled model.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where we're headed with that. And there's also other industries we can get ourselves into, food service, things of that nature that can use our product as well.
Gotcha.
So it could really help us grow. And I think with the 25-year tracker that we have, we've already shown that we can make money in great times and bad times and everywhere else in between. So,
gotcha.
Again, if I want to get funny, I got a minor in accounting and 25 years in, and I can make the books look any way I want them to. But that's not the way the owner,
you want to keep it short. I understand that.
So what you're looking at is definitely what you're looking at. Yeah.
So here's what do you have a pen? There's a few things I want to get, and then before I talk to the credit officer, and if you can get it to me sooner is better, so I can have the ducks in front of me. Since it's been a while, it's okay. Can you just send me your current June bank statement for both accounts, the two major accounts? There's one that has like 50 grand in it. The account numbers that I'm looking at have the major revenues. One is ending in 7215. One is ending in 1248. If you can send me the 2014 tax return you have for the other company, the Limited 2.
Okay.
And the last question, and I might have this, so forgive if I'm doing duplicate. Do we have the personal tax returns for the owner?
Uh-huh. You should. I'll send it.
It's probably getting it might be saved here. Hold on. We have a lot of files. Got it. Charles Ridge, got it. We have 2013. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Uh-huh. And we have 2014. Let's check. Perfect. We have that. All right. Makes money, good. Last thing, we have the P&L that covers to date 16. Perfect. Okay. All I need are those current bank statements. This has been very helpful.
Okay. I'll do it right now.
Thanks, brother.
It'll take me a little bit, but it'll take me 15, 20 minutes, but I'll get it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Bye.